Okay. Well, the first one is, what were some of your challenging caregiver slash parent moments?
I'm going to take a parenting one on this one, and it kind of leads into caregiver and teacher. Is trying to figure out students' needs when their needs aren't typical. So it goes for both my son and also for some of my students who have some sensory processing issues. It's not something that's widely known or understood by the education field. And luckily I've had a lot of background in sensory issues, but most teachers haven't. And so getting other educators on board, getting my husband on board, getting everyone to understand what those issues and concerns are have definitely led to some most challenging moments.
What has been your favorite thing about being a parent?
Cuddling with Jameson every night before we go to bed.
And what's your favorite thing about being, like, a teacher and caregiver?
Mm-hmm. The relationships that I build with my students and figuring out the most challenging students that are in the building and connecting with them.
Before you became a parent, what were some myths that you had?
That's hard because I've grown up in the childcare world. So I had a lot of real truth to begin with. but I think something really silly that actually sticks out in my mind is that boys are always the hardest to potty train, because you always hear that, but Jay potty trained himself in one day and 24 hours. And
doesn't
so,
surprise me.
No, and so it's kind of like, that wasn't it. And just the cost, I think, associated with having a child, they're much higher than even I would have initially imagined it to be.
All right. Do you think kids being involved in sports is important in their lives?
I think kids being involved in something that they're passionate about, that they connect to, and that they show interest is important for them. I think that having exposure to all different kinds of things, including sports at a young age, and including music, and including family relationships and dynamics and different people are really what's more important. A structured activity as they grow, I think, is very important.
Let's see. How is caring for the different age groups, like newborn all the way to like teens, different and similar?
I'm going to start with similar. Similar is, to me, you have to make a relationship no matter what with each child that you're caring for, no matter it be an infant or be a middle schooler, teenager, or 4 or 5 year old or 8 year old. So that relationship key is what's important. And the big difference is just that they're at very developmentally different stages in their life. The infants need that very much egocentric. It's all about them. It's all about them. They need that attention right away. And then as they grow, they work on their independence. So finding that balance of what they can, students can be independent or children can be independent about versus what they still need some help with and just guiding them throughout that time is very different. And just how you respond to different situations and things that you just don't think of is very different, but similar in the sense that you have to always think ahead.
Yeah.
Always plan ahead, always think ahead.
What have you learned about yourself by having a kid personally?
That you can do anything when you're exhausted. It doesn't matter how tired you are. You can still function. You still need to go to work, even if you just really want to crawl into bed. But I think that it's also very rewarding. Jameson is definitely a handful, and so keeping my energy up is something that I'm working still on.
Yeah. Let's see. Is being a teacher, care provider, fun or more fun, or is it just more hard work?
I think it's fun, hard work. It's something that I'm passionate about. Being in children's lives is something I've always been part of. And so for me, it's just who I am. It's what I do. It's ever evolving into my life. But it's definitely hard work.
Why did you decide to become a care provider?
I grew up in a family of care providers, babysitters, teachers, the world. My grandmother had an in-home child care with over 40 children. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez.
And once you turned 8, because there are 20-plus of us who are cousins, once you turned 8, you became a care provider. You were assigned children in different age groups to take care of for the summers and on your off days. So I could mass-produce peanut butter jelly sandwiches. by the time I was 10. And so it was just something that was kind of ingrained in me. I have four aunts who are teachers. I have a sister who has very significant special needs. And I wasn't impressed with a lot of her schooling. And so that drove me to kind of keep in that way and be an advocate for children.
How important is it to be dedicated, flexible, and nurturing when caring for children and young adults?
All three of those are phenomenal qualities. You never know what each day is going to be like. You can have the best laid plans, which are very important to have, but either that didn't connect with the group of children or something happened in their world that morning that needs more immediate attention. Their basic needs always need to be met before you can move on. So if they come to school without being hungry, you have to meet that need before you can develop anything else during that day. So flexibility is definitely important. What were the other things you said?
Dedicated and nurturing.
Oh, nurturing, same thing. Even if people could have that myth that, you know, middle schoolers don't need nurturing because they're middle schoolers and they don't want that. Well, it's not that they don't need it. Sometimes they may not want it, but they need it sometimes the most. And so that's a very good asset to also have.
Yeah. What has been your favorite teaching moment so far?
The day the little boy, who hid under the table for about 6 months of his kindergarten year and was very physically violent towards myself, teachers, and other students. The day that he told everybody that he was going to grow up and be a teacher and his name was going to be Mr. Xeroth.
Oh, that's so cute.
It was really cute.
Oh my gosh. And what was your most challenging day as a teacher?
The day that I had to evacuate my classroom for one of my kindergarten students who didn't have any issues up until that point, and then just completely started losing it and throwing tables and throwing chairs and trying to run. And so we had to evacuate the classroom, and just seeing the pain that was in his eyes was harder than anything that day.
Feeling like that's it?
I thought you had a punishment question.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask that.
You can ask me.
I will.
Because I don't like that word, yes.
Okay. What is your punishment system?
Well, I'm going to take the word punishment out of it.
Okay.
And that is
discipline
why,
system.
Thank you. My discipline system, because discipline is to learn and to educate and to teach, is to be very positive and proactive with students and reward the people that are making the positive choices, just even verbally. But also then to develop the relationships with all of my students. That, to me, is the biggest part of a discipline system that no one talks about, is the importance of those relationships then for classroom management. And then it's choices. You can do this, you can do this. It's choices that I live with or that I can live with, or you can do this or I'll help you do this, depending on that situation.
And lastly, how effective do you think that system is?
I think it's very effective. Anytime you can develop those relationships, I would go up against anyone who would say anything about the red light, green light, yellow light system and tell them to throw that in the garbage and tell them that they are taking away the social emotional development of their most struggling students who will always end up on red light and taking away their self-confidence. I made the mistake of doing it 1 year and I will never do it again, nor will I allow any teacher who works under me to do that again, though it's a very common practice in education. Yeah. That I would say is very ineffective and would be very ineffective for my son and has taken down the confidence of multiple students that I know.
All right.